What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Time back to the 9 o'clock hour here on a Monday. When it comes to 96.5 The Fan, be sure to be here tonight at 5:30. Vern's On Deck show starts then. Tickets available if you can win the pitch clock for the Angels series when they come to town. Big four-game series against those Texans.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This is Rangers. Sorry, John, but hopefully the Royals win 3 of 4. That's what you're going for, right? 3 of 4?
I'd like a sweep, but, you know, but 3 of 4 is good, yeah. 3 of 4 is what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd want to sweep everybody that you possibly could. Very tough to do, but you think about it, you win.
But look how hard this weekend was with a sweep, and you made no movement in the standings.
True.
You know? And that's what sucks about that, because you sweep, you have a great weekend, and you're exactly where you were on Friday morning. So that's why I say a sweep, because I don't want to give anything back at this point, right? We've got, 38 games to go. You're essentially 5 games back of that final spot with the tiebreaker with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. So that makes your magic number like 33, right? Any combination of Yankee wins plus Royals losses that equal 33, that's how they figure the magic number out, and that puts you at your elimination number. So they're in a race still, like a sprint to the finish, and that's why for me, I think now for these final 38 games, man, it is a full-on sprint. You have to play to win every inning. You have to play to win every pitch. You have to play to win every moment. And so I think my biggest fear, and I use that term loosely, but the concern, worry, whatever, however mm-hmm. you want to say it, is that they win a couple and then they lose that one, they give that game back, and then everybody else wins, and now instead of 4, it's 5, you know? Yeah. Like, that's the point of me where I'm like very apprehensive, like I say sweep because I don't want to give anything back, because I know how hard this team has worked to have zero change in the standings from a week mm-hmm. ago, right?
Yep. And Yankees will play the Rays on the road, Boston will home the Orioles, and then Seattle plays Philadelphia. So teams Ooh. Ahead of you, teams that need to lose. Cleveland plays in Arizona. So we'll have to wake up in the morning and see the result of that game.
Yeah, what do we make of Arizona right now? Are they a good team still or not?
I mean, they have a lot of talent, but they moved guys at the deadline.
I know.
And their manager's probably on the way out.
That's a shame, because he really got some of his players' backs this year in a big
time
way.
After those fans made fun of that guy's mom passing away, right. And then he kicked that guy out of the stands. So,
right.
I don't know. Arizona's kind of up and down, similar to kind of like the Royals.
Yeah. Seems,
up and down. But 2 out of 3 against Washington, 3 out of 3 against Chicago. So you won, 5 of 6 games?
Yep.
Stay hot and stay against Texas. Speaking of something that's hot and involves Texas, the Rashee Rice situation is kind of messy when it comes to the NFLPA. Because we found out over the weekend that we were told that it was originally going to be 10 games. That's why Rashee Rice is moving to this new system to where he can get a judge to kind of see what they need to mm-hmm. do. Same lady that gave Deshaun Watson 6, and then the NFL said, absolutely not. It's going to be 10.
Right. Deshaun Watson is 1,000 times worse than Rashee Rice, too.
Yeah. And I think that when you look at this and you think of the situation that's going on, I don't know what to think anymore. And it's... it's kind of like the stadium situation. Like, I guess I'll just wake up when it happens and then react to what the location is, or I'll wake up to the suspension, or we'll leave the studio one day and 11:30 will hit and you'll see the graphic of Rashee Rice and it'll be like NFL and blah, blah, blah is going to give him a 8-game suspension.
Right.
And I think that's what it'll be now. I originally have stood pat on that. I think it's going to be 6, but I think it will be 8. I think they will challenge that, and I think it will get down to 6, but I think he's going to miss at least 6 games.
Well, and I think it's also, too, one of those points where everybody just wants the answer resolved right now, but the organization is not willing to give in to the NFL and say, yeah, we're going to accept the 10-game suspension. No, we're not going to accept the 10-game suspension. We're going to go to this judge that we have employed, and we're going to hear, and we're going to talk about this, and she's going to look at all the evidence, and she's going to look at all the good things that Rashee Rice has done since that incident, and maybe she's going to come up with a more lenient suspension. Now, I don't know why they want to come down so hard on Rashee Rice and seemingly send a message. Is this the NFL trying to tell the rest of the fans out there that they're not in bed with the Chiefs? Like, they have an opportunity to show everybody they're not in bed with the Chiefs, so instead of a slap on the wrist for Rashee Rice, they're talking about a 10 to 12 potentially game suspension for this guy? I mean, is that what it is? Because if that's what it is, that's crap too. And I don't think that Rashee Rice should be the first guy who gets an egregious suspension when the NFL, for all intents and purposes, has not rolled out egregious suspensions in the past. I think this is an opportunity to maybe reevaluate where you want to go with your punishment, but you can't do it right now. You've got to wait to the next collective bargaining agreement with the Players Association and establish real punishments, and we're going to follow these rules so we're not just grasping at straws when we dole out punishments. Like, when you get sentenced in a court of law, a lot of stuff, most stuff, the majority of stuff is based on past precedent, and a lot of the stuff already has sentencing involved. Like, you always hear when somebody's found guilty, well, we'll sentence at a later date, but it's traditionally 10 to 20 years of jail time and 6 months of probation or whatever the case may be. They kind of have an idea of what it is. This is just a freaking guessing game. It's the shell game right now with the NFL and their disciplinary tactics.
Well, and yeah, it doesn't help. The NFLPA is not there to kind of be that security blanket, that safety blanket that players need representation for. That's the reason they're there, to help those guys out. And now, in between a rock and a hard place, so the Chiefs are like, wait, so we're just supposed to step up, I guess? I don't really know even how this works. It's all so murky, man. It sucks that, you know, we're three guys who follow this as close as any of our listeners, and some of our listeners follow closer than us, and it's like, we don't know what's going on. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it's not just us. Let me jump in for just 1 second. It's people in the organization, too. Like, no one. Everybody's perplexed on this one.
No matter what happens, 10 games, 5 games, Knicks and 6, they need to figure this out from a clarity standpoint. I don't care about what happens. I mean, I care about what happens with Rashee Rice, but in the future, we've got to have a precedent on this. We've got to have some sort of systematic reset on this whole process. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like it's so hard to have precedents set, but when things happen, then you can start setting those precedents. Like, I don't think anybody thought Plaxico Burress would go into a bar with a gun strapped to his leg and shoot himself. Like, that wasn't on the bingo card.
And then pay a doctor under the table $10,000 cash.
Right, like,
and your practice is gone.
Yeah. Like, all of that, like, that's not on the bingo card. I get a lot of this stuff isn't out there what people do, but you have to sort of have a pattern and a plan and something that you can fall back on to say, okay, we've traditionally done this with these suspensions, so you have a working framework. You just can't sit there and say, well, I think this is worthy of a 10-game suspension. Why?
I'll also bring up the reason why we always talk about this, because the text line is also as lost as everybody else.
Yeah.
Here's three different texts on the same conversation we just had. I don't see how it could be 10 games after what they gave Addison from the 913. He was street racing in the middle of the day and could have killed people. Then it goes to the next one. The NFL needs to get a sentencing guidelines and back and pick a future date in which that goes live so that it's not about making an example of a player or favoring an organization. So
there are three valid thoughts.
Say that third one again, please.
Yeah, let me get back up to there. The NFL needs to set sentencing guidelines and pick a future date in which that goes live, so it's not about making an example of a player or favoring an organization.
Yeah, and I think that has to come with the new collective bargaining agreement, whenever that expires for the NFL. You need to work on punishments. You need to work on a standardized plan across the board, because that second text about he did it in broad daylight and could have injured people, so could every person that drives around drunk. No matter what time of day it is, if you're driving around drunk, you're just as bad as Rashee Rice.
I don't know about that. That would be the good question. The law would say no.
The law would say you're more
Law would say what Rice did is worse than what Jordan Addison did. The law would say that. Again, law, I'm not saying that's correct.
I'm saying just, from a personal standpoint, you've seen drunks on the road.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I mean, how many people that they can endanger?
Despicable. Well,
right.
Selfish.
What the law, what the NFL does is they say Jordan Addison could have but didn't hurt anybody, including himself, whereas Rashee Rice could have and did hurt other people. And it's on videotape.
Video. Yeah.
So it's like everyone can see it. And so I think that's the big difference. Speaking of a big difference, MSNBC is changing their name.
That's right.
It is now going to be My Source News Opinion World. Yeah, it's MS Now.
MS Now, okay.
Because they broke off from NBC, so they got rid of the NBC. So now it's MS Now.
MS Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way. We get into another word on the other side. Plus, we play some cuts from Josh Verner, who had some insight on the Royals, Caglione, and one Michael Wacha. As Verne, I need to keep some distance from Michael Wacha. Got a man crush there.
No doubt.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I know that I'm hard.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Thing here from one Quentin Tarantino. Didn't have that on your bingo card, did you? He listed his three favorite movies that he's ever made. Number one, Kill Bill is the movie I was born to make. Number two, Inglourious Basterds is my masterpiece. Number three, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is my fave. How many of those have you seen?
Only Kill Bill.
Wow. I've seen two of the three. I didn't see the Hollywood one.
Really? I need to see Hollywood. I need to see that.
He really loves Margot Robbie's feet in that movie.
I'm surprised, Pulp Fiction didn't make it, right? That would have been my initial reaction. And you're like, yeah, well, he's a movie dork, basically. And I'm like, yeah. I hate when people take something that everybody likes and does, you know, they play the contrarian almost to that kind of stuff. Like, you see that with songs and art and music and all that kind of stuff all the time. And I really didn't like that. Like, everybody loves Pulp Fiction and is considered one of the greatest movies of all time. And he's like, eh.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Okay.
Seen that one. Yeah, I don't know why I haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because I remember when that came out, I got to see
it. I don't know why you haven't seen Inglourious Basterds.
Well, yeah, there's more reason for that one.
Okay. I mean, it's, to me, his greatest movie he's ever done.
No, for sure. It's not about how good of the movie is, it's just about when it came out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're 27 years old. Yeah. How old's Inglourious Basterds? 20 years old?
Which isn't necessarily a great excuse. It just makes a little bit more sense to why I hadn't seen it, whereas Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I don't really have a good
excuse. When was that out?
2000 and
last 5 years,
2021.
Right?
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah, it's really recent.
Yeah, well, I'm not a huge movie guy either, so I don't, I mean, you say you haven't seen them. I can't be that guy. You haven't seen that movie because 90% of these things I've not seen. Right?
I will say, when you watch eventually Inglourious Basterds, after the first 10 minutes of the opening scene, you'll be like, nothing else matters. You won't even look at your phone,
you'd be locked in
100%.
I'm excited, I'll watch it.
The dialogue between the farmer and I always forget his name.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it.
Or is ESPN Plus now. Doesn't ESPN Plus have all the streaming?
Watching Glorious Bastards on ESPN
on
Plus.
Disney Plus and Glorious Bastards. Yeah. Jeez.
It is.
Came out in 2009.
2009?
What, I was 11.
Glorious Bastards did you like La La Land?
Is that the Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
And
I don't know if I've seen that one either.
That's a musical. Won a bunch of awards.
Hated it. I thought it was a terrible movie, right?
My wife and I.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, Emma Stone. I got a friend of mine, Jean, loves Emma Stone. Like, no matter what she does, right?
Yes! Have you seen Superbad?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But La La Land, not for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I have to watch that one too. Yeah, this was the musical, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought I was excited about it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a big wet fart.
Damn.
Hazlanda. Yeah, one of the.
Did you see it?
Bits and pieces.
So
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I just know that it was Gosling and Stone. I was like, this is gotta be good. I won a bunch of awards that I saw in this.
I think it's good.
And John Legend and J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, what? But I think it's good if
and
you're
JK
like,
sings.
You know, like you're a
he does
pure, you know, Hollywood star or something like that, right? You
Fair.
Know,
it's like, what do they say? Gone with the Wind's like one of the best movies of all time. I
For
watched
sure.
it. I was like, this movie sucks.
But it's also made in the 30s.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, correct.
I mean, you know, completely different from, you know, what movies are today.
Come here, honey. Stop talking back to me. Go out there and do some work.
Yeah, was that a good movie?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that question, honestly. Like, we watched it in seventh grade history. And I remember this Monica Glanville, she started fake crying because Miss O'Neill was crying and she wanted to kiss Miss O'Neill's ass so she could be valedictorian of the class. And so she started crying during Gone with the Wind. And I'm like, is this really a cryable movie?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, it's a love story, yeah. Obviously, but it was like, it's Hollywood back then. Like,
no,
I don't know that again, it's seventh and eighth grade, like the characters resonated with me, like I felt for them like you do in some movies now. I don't know. It's a fine movie. Everybody should see it type of movie, Is it one of the great? I think it's one of the first, obviously, so everybody thought it was one of the greatest. Is it one of the greatest? I don't know.
Did you know that our guy from the Colts, the singer, he actually sang at halftime?
You got to be kidding me.
Mm-mm. We're at halftime in a preseason game.
So
he
was that
come
live
up as real.
Oh, yeah. That was on the screen.
Oh, that was live.
He was on midfield. He was on the shoe.
Okay.
Dancers around him.
Yeah, and he did all the motions like for the shoe.
Why did the Colts do that?
Because they love him.
He's viral.
Nay.
But did you hear everybody laughing? I thought that was sad.
I hope they're not laughing at him. I hope they're just background noise. Maybe somebody said something like in their group circle about something that was funny earlier that day. Not laughing at him.
I don't know. That's the way I took it. Like all these people are laughing at this guy out there. Like I couldn't really hear through the laughter the way that my brain was wired. I don't know why the Colts put him out there for that. Like that seems like a mockumentary more than anything, you know?
Because I have a theory.
Yeah.
I think I know who's going to bang the drum week two at Kansas City.
Jason Kelsey.
Not a chance. Taylor Swift.
Not a chance. I think Jason Kelsey has a better chance than Taylor. Because you're playing against the Eagles.
He wouldn't bang the drum against the Eagles.
That's like, I don't know. That'd be so cool.
Not really. I don't want to see an Eagles player bang my team's drum against that team.
But yeah, no.
Not a chance.
I take it as a shot to the Eagles. Like the Eagles, like, that's our guy. Our guy.
That's true.
The Eagles would also be like, we beat them in the Super Bowl. We beat their ass. And now one of our most greatest players is going to bang their drum.
Yeah, we're their daddy. Yeah.
Man, not a chance.
Yeah, I could see that way too. I like the Swift. I would be.
Why can't she bang the drum?
Yeah, she can.
She'll be
sure
at that game.
Yeah.
And nothing would be better to me to stick it to Philadelphia than to be like, we took your fan where your dad is a huge fan who will be wearing a Chiefs jersey during the game in a Chiefs suite with his future son-in-law, and she's banging the drum against your team. I don't know. Makes sense. But let's get back into another word since we missed some words earlier on. So hit it, Mac.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Auburn is retiring Cam Newton's jersey, they just announced. That should have been done like a decade ago, right?
What are we doing?
How did his number get retired after Shador Sanders?
Well, it's opened the door now, right?
Well, like, he won a title.
You're these universities, you absolutely start retiring these guys' numbers and making a big deal out of it. Cam Newton should have been retired a long time ago.
One of the best college players ever. So much fun to watch. Trey Hendrickson's been fun to watch these past few seasons. 17 and a half sacks.
Cincinnati.
New updates from this, man. This is just the never-ending story here. Diana Rossini tweeting out this morning.
Big dust.
Bengals have been actively engaged in trade discussions. According to teams that have reached out, Cincinnati isn't only seeking capital in return. They're also targeting defensive players. And then she tweeted this morning.
Targeting defensive players while getting
They want a young defensive player in return. And a 2026 first-round pick.
Mm.
You know what I want? $1 million and a supermodel. Okay,
well,
so
$1 million doesn't get you anything anymore, Bob.
I know. I love people who say that. I'll still take it.
Get you a hell of a jump start.
Yes, it would.
Oh, I'm debt-free?
Yeah,
exactly. One source strongly believes that the Bengals could have netted a better draft pick in a Trey Hendrickson trade had they moved him earlier in the spring.
No, really? Okay.
Teams also face potential salary cap obstacles when it comes to paying Hendrickson the deal he wants this late in the camp. Yeah, no dip.
Yeah. So what is it? One word on
no
what?
Dip.
The Trey Hendrickson situation.
No dip, Sherlock. I haven't heard that in a long time.
No dip.
That took me back.
I used to say that all the time,
really?
Too.
Like,
yeah.
No dip,
Sherlock. Because you can't say, you can't say, poop on the air.
Exactly. So
you
got
to. Hell, I can't.
Head hurt. That's two words I know, but that's where I am with this. Like, my head hurts on this one.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything to trade a 31-year-old defensive lineman who the other team's going to have to sign to a ridiculous contract.
Confused. But it's also just Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Par for the course, man. Like, you want a first round. You want to develop somebody that's a wild card where you've already developed somebody that you got from New Orleans, and now he's a part of your team.
And he's from there and wants to be there.
Yeah, it's like,
I stated that. Just pay me.
Like, there's not a lot of people who want to be in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yes,
exactly.
Just, I don't get it, dude. I understand money in Cincinnati is always cheap, but, like, you weren't cheap on the offensive side, so how does that make you feel about saying that you're still cheap?
Yep.
It'd be like if I came into the show and, like, you and Bob had new microphones and new computer screens. I'd be like, well, I want one. I'd be like, well, we're not paying the defensive side.
Sorry,
we're going
to
stick with our offense, right? I would take offense to that.
Yeah, you'd be so like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
I helped this team win. I'm part of it. Yeah, hey, 100%. You know
what? Stay there, Cincinnati. Stay distracted. Stay lost. Ruin your time with your generational quarterback and generational wide receiver.
Exactly,
Ruin it all.
Yeah.
And then get mad at the Chiefs for being nothing to do with
it. Just don't understand why the Chiefs keep beating us. We were 8-9 for like the eighth consecutive season.
Imagine if the Chiefs traded Chris Jones and kept Tyreek Hill. That's not exactly what this is.
It's kind of, though, yeah.
Cincinnati literally said they're going to play their starters because they get off to a slow start. And their best starter on the defensive side where they struggle the most is nowhere to be found.
Nope.
Makes a lot of sense.
One word on Trey Hendrickson as a Chief.
No.
Okay. Horny.
All right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, dude. Yeah. I would love it. I think it'd be great. He loves Bob. He gave him his own deodorant.
True.
Out of his
bag. Like, in theory, yes, but what you're going to have to pay.
Realistically.
Yeah, it's two different questions. It could be both. Like, I'd like to have him here.
You wouldn't have Trent McDuffie and Trey Hendrickson.
No, I wouldn't cost that much.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not giving up anything for Trey. If he's on the street as a free agent, I'll sign you to a one-year deal for the league minimum.
I'd give up a 32nd overall pick.
I am sure as hell not giving up picks for a 31-year-old and then having to sign signing him to the contract is why. I would not be interested in that at all. That's the residual effect. You're not just trading for him for 1 year and giving up a top talent and a first-round pick. You're going to have to pay him for 3 or 4 years. Chiefs don't get into bad contracts. I'm not about to start with Trey Hendrickson.
It sounds like a Cincinnati problem.
Exactly.
It really does. I mean, like, that's on you guys, man.
Here's FAU and Sky Moore. We'll take him.
Well,
we'll throw in Luke Hochaver.
If you didn't see it, Sky Moore took a punt return to the house
with four minutes
left in the game. I don't know what's more outlier of a situation. The fact he took a punt return back in the game or the fact there was 4 minutes left in a week two preseason game.
And our second-round pick's in.
That they were still playing.
He listens to Bob. Show out, Sky. Show the world
what you can do. Hey, this guy returned a kick.
He's got value.
He dropped two wide-open passes.
He's like, hey, we're not talking about that, dumbass, okay? Yeah. We're trying to celebrate this guy.
Yeah, no dip, Mac. He dropped two passes.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are you doing? We're not talking about that.
Sorry.
It's like giving a speech to the boss. You're like, yeah, we really like this, but this time slot's really not that great. Mac, shut up, dude. Yeah,
exactly.
We're trying to incorporate some new
stuff. Stop talking, Mac. You're an idiot. You don't know what
you're talking
about. We're trying to get this guy traded. He had a punt return.
He's got tree trunk legs.
For a touchdown.
He could play. He could move. He's like a running back, but receiver.
And with the new kickoff rules, they got to have returners. Sky Moore is valuable.
Oh, yeah. What is it? What was it a couple years ago, Dusty? Built like a running back, but like a wide receiver.
Tree trunk legs, can move, has good hands, runs like a running back, but plays wide receiver. This guy could be it.
Like, damn, we got the future. Speaking of trading.
So every time you get excited about a guy, think about your excitement for Sky Moore some 2 years ago.
Literally. No, I 100%.
Put that into perspective.
I was number one Sky Moore supporter.
And now the text line says, did he really drop two wide open passes?
See, because nobody was paying attention. That's fair. Did he?
Yes, he did.
He did.
It was disgusting.
But he returned that one for a touchdown.
Yes.
Focus
exactly.
on the positive, Mac.
In a crucial time of the game. Four minutes left, fourth quarter. You need that.
What was the score at that point?
33-10.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chiefs are screwed, man. They're 0-2 in preseason.
Who was playing quarterback at that point?
Not Drew Locke.
No, I mean for the Chiefs.
That one guy that you always make.
Oladokun.
Yeah.
No Zappy. We're already past Zappy time.
Zappy. I don't know.
Oladokun was probably thrown behind Sky Moore.
Yeah, that's what it was. It wasn't catchable.
Somebody says, I guarantee you Dave Tube was thinking to himself, nope, you can't fool me this time, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not again.
You think Tube was on that flight back that landed at 6 a.m. Saturday morning screaming about Sky Moore making the team this year?
No, I don't think so. People want this girl off the team at ESPN. This is Monica McNutt this weekend.
Who?
Well, it's a blast for us to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, so the jersey. Let's get into it, because obviously this ties to one Shedeur Sanders, who balled out in his first preseason game.
It's Drewski on First Take wearing a Lions Barry Sanders jersey, and then the host of that show, Monica McNutt, saying Shedeur.
They're trying to make ESPN now the one-stop shop for everything sports. Hire people that understand sports. Like, that's a bad look. No matter how you look at it, that's not a random player from somebody's college. We're talking about one of the greatest running backs of all time. Honolulu blue jersey. Says Sanders on it. Number 20. You got to do better, Monica. You really do. Like, that is a bad look for her. And for ESPN.
It Bob's there with me, because there's not very many jerseys in the NFL that are just obvious.
Yeah.
Right. Like, iconic. Yes. Like, yes.
Jerry Rice 80. You know who that is. Right. Joe Montana 16. You got it. Denver 7. That's
you know, 15 Kansas City now. Right. You know?
Yeah.
You look at blue and gray 20 Sanders, like, oh, Barry Sanders. So that Shedeur jersey you're wearing over there.
Do you think she ever heard of who Barry Sanders was? Apparently honest not. To God, do you think she even knew who Barry Sanders was?
I don't know.
When he said the name Barry Sanders, did she have an idea?
God, I hope so. I don't know.
That's just bad.
Really bad.
I mean, some people say unqualified, dumb, stupid. It's
unacceptable. It really is. It's unacceptable. You're now owned by the NFL.
Shedeur Sanders, number 2.
And he plays for Cleveland that wears a brown jersey. This was a Honolulu blue 20.
Yep.
Somebody says, I was shoving my face with Whataburger when Sky Moore was on the field.
Oh, that time of night.
It was 11:30 on a Friday, man.
Whataburger was ranked as the number one place to eat for the munchies or late night meals.
What are the munchies?
So what time was Sky Moore scoring that touchdown? So
it
that
had to
be
like 11:30.
It had to have been.
I mean, that game started at 9.
Nine.
That was like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you're talking between 11:30 and midnight.
Munchie City. Yeah. That's Munchie
that
City for sure.
Slaps at 11:30.
Did you DoorDash that Whataburger,
I
or did
so.
You go get it and wait in line? I need more details. What did you get from the Whataburger? And it's also, let me let you in on a little secret. It was after 11. You could have gotten breakfast. You could have gotten the taquitos. You could have gotten the honey chicken biscuit.
Wow, that is a good secret, Bob.
Ah, that's fat, Bob.
Look how excited he was.
After 11, honey chicken biscuit.
Yeah. I didn't know you could get breakfast after 11. McDonald's used to be 3 o'clock in the morning.
Smash.
Yeah, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. is Whataburger breakfast hours.
Oh, I'm so in on that.
And I'll tell you, their breakfast taquitos are fantastic.
They're guests.
You guys want to give the text line a day?
Please.
Yeah,
or a week?
Always.
Yeah.
If he was wearing a Jerry Rice jersey, she probably would have said, so what do you think about the Rashee Rice suspension?
Yes. You're off till football season starts.
Yeah, you can stay out as long as Trey Henderson stays out. Hold in, Texter.
Is Trey Hendrickson like quiet quitting, like the millennials or the Generation Z or whatever this is now that's doing the quiet quitting?
Quiet quitting.
I've heard now they're also taking quiet vacations where they're just showing up to work and they're on vacation.
I love it.
And if there's a meeting, they put a fake backdrop behind while they're sitting there drinking. I love it.
Millennials created quiet quitting. Boomers created the Irish goodbye.
Yeah, the Irish. See ya.
Hell, that happened to Dave.
No, did they?
I don't know.
That's a boomer thing?
I don't know, but I love the Irish goodbye.
Well, you have to do the Irish goodbye.
I love it.
God, I wish my wife would understand the Irish goodbye. And she's Irish, too.
Hmm. Oh, Hannah's a pro at the Irish goodbye, more so than I. Not Irish, but English. England Super Bowl? One ambassador says that he'd love to have the Super Bowl in Britain.
Would you say ambassador?
Yeah, yes.
Hey,
one word.
If the Royals can move to Kansas, anything is possible. But this one is not for me. Stupid.
Future.
I know it is, but I don't want to.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. There will be a Super Bowl in before we are dead.
What do you think? We'll see a Super Bowl or a team in London first?
Team. Which invites the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. See, I would have said Super Bowl, and then the team starts the following year.
Yeah, it could go
either
way, too, you know? Right? Because the Super Bowl kills it there. Then that's like, okay, well, we need a team here. We've got the fans. We've got the draw. So it could go either way. Yeah. But you're right, it's probably happening. So you say before our life. So in the next 50 years, 40 years.
Phew, I hope I've got 40. That'd put me at 78.
That's average. Young.
Yeah, I 100% think that we will see a Super Bowl in either Germany or we will see it in England or we will see it in like Mexico City.
I used to be anti-Europe games for the regular season. Then I've acquiesced to that. I enjoy those games. Now they're doing it in a way that's more equitable than just one team and all that kind of stuff. I'm not there yet for the Super Bowl. I'm just not.
No.
Because there are too many American cities that have NFL teams that still haven't had the Super Bowl. I know weather and all that nonsense that people want to put in there. Have you been to England in January? Not exactly the best, right? You're not going to get great weather.
I would also say that if you want to have the Super Bowl in London, I want the English Premier League Championship game in
United
States. But see, they would never do something like
that. Well, that's called a negotiation.
Yeah, right. And you got enough NFL people now that are affiliated with the EPL. Like, I don't want your EPL game that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't want Tottenham versus like Wolverhampton. I want like the championship of Liverpool versus like
United. That's the Super Bowl. Yeah, don't give us a rando game. Like, I know we're giving them rando games right now. But until you give us the EPL championship, then we'll consider the Super Bowl. But as of this point, it's an American thing. There are too many American cities that should have the Super Bowl, all of them that have an NFL team, before we move it overseas. That's just my take on it.
Our Whataburger guy came back.
Okay.
Says, Whataburger guy here got the avocado bacon burger with an extra patty, and there wasn't a single car in line. Round of applause.
Wow. How about that?
Let's go.
Nicely done. Is that
avocado? Is that three patties or two then? Is it come two and then you added a third?
Man, if you're three pattying on a Friday night at the halftime of the Chiefs preseason game,
smash.
What's your address?
I need a cigarette after that meal, man. It's exhausting.
And the 785 can take the day. EPL stinky.
BBL stinky. I watched EPL the Saturday and Sunday. The season started. I was right there watching it on Saturday morning.
Sunday kicked off great. It's Liverpool versus Man United.
There we go.
It's a great game.
Soccer guys over there. One word on the Royal Series starting today against the Rangers. Got four starting tonight, 6:40. Royals pregame show with Josh Vernier, 5:30.
Season. Go out there and sweep these guys. You go out there and get your teeth kicked in. Got a long conversation Friday.
Bob's calling for a third straight sweep. He's one of one so far.
Let's go.
He wanted to sweep against the Nationals. He got 2 out of 3. Wanted to sweep against Chicago. Got 3 out of 3.
Under 500 team. Sweep that ass.
Sweep that ass. I will say... It's hard to do one word with this.
It is.
Massive, I guess, because you put yourself in this position. If you had won and had offense earlier in the season, you'd be like, yeah, we can split with Texas and be okay. It means
nothing happens.
But now if nothing happens, you just still sit at four, whereas teams above you are starting to falter, right? Boston, New York, Seattle. You're 4.5 games behind all those teams, and they're starting to dip in the standings. So you can't control what they do, but you can control what you do. Go take 3 of 4 from Texas, please. Nothing less. 3 of 4. I don't want 2 of 4.
And I'm with you on that. Nothing less than 3 of 4. But, man, keep this momentum going right now.
No doubt.
You don't want to give it back. And again, that's why I said, like, earlier in the year, you put yourself in this position, as you mentioned. You wouldn't have to go out there and get sweeps if you didn't lose that last game to the Nationals, or you didn't lose 2 out of 3 versus the Minnesota Twins, or you didn't fall on your face out of the All-Star break against the Marlins, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll wrap this show up on the side and get to our brioche of the weekend. I think we know what somebody's brioche of the weekend was. It was two patties, avocado, and bacon on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time.
You want to be
loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement. This is the place, and we're the ones. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball.
the Royals.
And the abrupt end. There it is.
Hard out. See you later. Cody and Gold. This is the final segment here on a Monday show. We made it, powered through. Next thing you know, we get in here Friday and be like, man, Monday was just, yeah. Right. It always happens. I'm like, what are we doing this week? Oh, yeah, I got to fight the heat. Don't know what I'm going to do.
You playing golf today or not?
I don't think so.
Okay, you haven't gotten the call yet.
No, I have, but we're supposed to play this one place, and now he wants to change it, which makes sense because all this construction that's going around, it's hard to get there on time.
Sure,
but I'm like, we can play later in the week. He's like, well, I got volleyball and school starts because Lee Summit guys
when
over
here. When does Lee Summit start this week? Wednesday. Okay, so okay.
Yesterday, all the kids at the pool were like, we get to meet the teacher tomorrow.
Were they excited?
Yo, massively excited.
How old?
One goes into second grade, one goes into third grade, and then another one was going into fourth grade. Yeah, so they're like,
give me a couple years.
You know,
school's awesome.
Yeah, and then we found out that two kids that are best friends are finding out the hard way that they're never in the same class together. Because
the parents don't want them there.
No, the teachers are like, no, they just talk too much. Yeah.
So that's hilarious.
That was cool. Because I always remember we would go to the school and get our schedule, and then you would see your homeroom teacher, and then you would see the division start. All the kids would go over here because they were in Miss Brown's class. That was close.
Yeah.
Or they would go over here and they'd be in, you know, Mr. Pollard's class. And it was like, okay, like, here's where we are. Easy on you trying to cut this over here. I can see you over there. And so, yeah, they start Wednesday, and soccer started.
Like, oh, it's
like my buddy that you met the other night, big, tall, blonde guy. Mm-hmm. They had games at 8:30 and 10:30 on Saturday.
We had 12:30. I'll take an 8:30 game on the weekend any day.
Sure.
I remember one time hearing from a parent that complained, I hate these 8 a.m. Saturday games. I'm like, I think they're the best. You get them over for the weekend. And she turned to me and she goes, I'd rather have 4 o'clock on Sunday. I go, you're nuts. 4 o'clock on Sunday, kiss my ass.
Ew,
that's like right in the middle of football. And she's like, well, you don't understand. We have a lake house and we like to go down for the weekend and come back late on Sunday. And that's the perfect time for us. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is what it's about. It's about you making it easy on you. These are 7-year-old kids. Let them play at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning and let everybody have the rest of the weekend to do kind of their thing. How about go to the lake house after the 8 a.m. game? Because it was only down here in one of these Kansas lakes. It's like 30 minutes away. It wasn't like that
far. Also less hot.
Well, that's the other thing. So 8:30 and 10, I would kill for games like that.
Yeah, that was this week, though.
Yeah.
Like next week, it'll be like, I think it's supposed to be like high 70s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming
weekend.
It's
supposed to be nice, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, so, that's awesome. We got a game Saturday morning. Then we're headed down to see the Cody Johnson concert down I guess it's Branson. I don't know what they call that arena down there. Then we got to wake up, be out of the hotel in Branson by 7 a.m. because we got like a 10 a.m. soccer game back here on Sunday. I mean, just like.
That's terrible for everybody but you. You're like, wake up at 7. I'll be up at 6. Bob will have sunglasses on in the front seat. Be like, come on.
Yeah, let's go.
They're all just coming
out there
down.
Honking. Yeah. What's everybody doing? Get in the car. We're leaving.
Next thing you know, he's actually just he's just Bruce Willis from Pulp Fiction. He's like, Jen comes out. Where'd you get this motor? It's a chopper, baby.
Yeah.
What about the blueberry pancakes? We'll get you blueberry pancakes. Get on the chopper. Let's go.
I want my blueberry pancakes.
Who's Zed? Zed's dead, baby.
Yeah.
Brioche of the weekend. Anything big this weekend?
And shout out to the Royals for the Ty Myers concert. Again, not my thing, but they did an unbelievable job of capturing a market that wouldn't have been out there.
Is this guy like super good looking?
He's 17. I don't.
Oh,
17.
Yeah, very young. So
he's
the perfect generational talent for the high school kids, right? Everybody who had a high school kid in Johnson County was sending their kids to that game on Saturday night. And it was insane, like incredible. I had no idea that place would be that packed with people wanting to see a concert of somebody who I didn't know. But more power to the Royals for understanding, how do we get a younger demographic into the ballpark? Let's bring a musical artist that like the entire younger demographic is in love with and bring this guy here. And all the guys were there because all the girls wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
and so that's how it works because, you know, I'm supervising a double date and the girls are dressed up and the boys are wearing their Royals jerseys. They're there for baseball and the girls are there for the concert. It was outstanding. Well done by the Royals, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool.
More of those type of concerts to get the younger generation involved. A couple years ago, we did the Vanilla Ice thing, and that was great for us.
Tight.
But like, you got us. We're old men, right? You got the younger generation on Saturday night.
This guy's 17. He's got songs called Drunk Love.
Well, that's the thing. He's
drinking alone?
Yeah. At the end, he started to give like a speech about drinking and driving. I'm like, you're 17.
Thought it was love through a screen, ends of the earth. This guy just do cover song, Ties That Binds.
How a viral TikTok changed his life.
Yeah, and there's a song about that too, I guess.
Let him talk. That's one of another song he has.
He's on the Let Him Talk tour.
So you guys have not heard of really this guy either.
Hell no. I'm 38. This guy's 17. That's weird. What is he, Maddox Baxton?
Max, have you heard? Max. You said Maddox. I said Mac. I combined the two. Hey, Max, which is a great name, by
the way.
What
did you combine earlier?
No, don't like that name.
You Sluck? Don't?
It's Slucky? Is that what he said earlier?
Slucky.
Slucky, yeah. No, Max is, I love the name Max. I would have named a child if I had multiple boys.
Well, you have Mac.
Yeah, there so... Do you know this guy? Tyler Moore? What's his name? Trey Adams?
Kay Adams?
What's the guy's name? Tyler Watson?
Ty Myers.
Ty Myers, yeah.
Never heard of him.
I have no idea who that is.
No idea. I was 17. I was a full-on alcoholic.
Say that again.
Guy on the text line says, by the time I was 17, I was a full-on alcoholic.
I grew up in Salina, huh?
That's awesome. Dusty, what was your brioche?
Man, so... Friday was the ribbon cutting ceremony for downtown Lee Summit's Green Street.
New weed shop?
Yeah. But very
Green
cool.
Street?
Very cool to see that, which was hilarious because at this point I went to happy hour after like 3 o'clock and we wanted to walk down and see the ribbon cutting ceremony because I know somebody that's on the board. And I went down there and dude, I almost ruined it for the entire city.
Oh, no.
So they had this little square where there was a bunch of people around holding the ribbon. And I just kept walking. Like, I just kept going. Like, Bill Baird, the mayor's up here on this, like, pedestal getting ready to do it. And as I'm walking, some lady, like, pulls my shirt. And I go, excuse me. And she goes, you're getting ready to walk right through the middle of the ribbon. And I was like, oh. And I look around and, like, there's these people over here holding the ribbon. People over here holding the ribbon. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And I just smell like mango cart and Surfside.
Yeah. And I'm just like, how many people were holding the ribbon, though?
I mean, was I have a video. Big event? Oh, I mean, there was probably, I don't know. There was all these local business owners holding it.
Was big.
There
I was saw your video.
Yeah, there was a lot of people holding it. And then they went 3, 2, 1, cut. And I was like,
big, big scissors? Or did they?
Oh, yeah. Big scissors. Big scissors.
Yeah, baby. Gotta love the big scissors.
Saturday was a pool and Sunday was a pool because it was hotter than hell. I wasn't going to be anywhere else but inside water or in AC.
Yeah, so I wasn't allowed outside yesterday, my wife said. But I'm like, then I cooked on the Blackstone yesterday.
That's tough.
Yikes. Yeah, I grilled.
That's tough. I mean, there's a little extra salt in that food.
No, there wasn't because I have a towel. I'm not like ever since I went to baseball camp when I was a kid and the cook was dripping sweat into the spaghetti and serving it to everybody. I'm very conscious about that.
They made them extra sloppy for
extra sweaty. I'm very conscious of that. Made a flank steak and some chimichurri sauce on there and then some chicken breast for the week. But the flank steak was gone in 2 seconds.
I made some steaks last night as well on the grill you gave
me. You did?
Yes.
What kind of steak did you make?
Strips.
It was the beef chuck steaks. The cheaper. I got the 6 family pack. It's like £2, $14.
I have no idea. It's all Greek to me.
Yeah, man. There we go. Yeah, they were great.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Exactly
you
right.
Cook it right, it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, exactly. Had a good little red in it. It was beautiful.
Nice. What else did you do this weekend that was brioche worthy?
Saturday was absolutely nothing, which was awesome.
Just
Friday
a lot
night,
of sex.
Yeah, Friday night. Well, yeah, Friday night. That
city
was
got late at 7 p.m.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots. He scores.
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So that's
good. Pretty
that's
awesome. Good. And then it leaves room for another time that night. That's always why I like it.
He had a double header.
You're talking about a weekend?
Yeah, on a weekend.
Max had a day-night doubleheader.
Yeah, usually ours are day-night doubleheaders.
Day-night doubleheaders.
Hell
yeah. Yeah. 7 p.m., get home, bang, then movie, bang.
I'm just here to bang Rex Ryan.
I've been pounded.
The big bundle sucked us, man.
Happy Monday, Kansas City. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. Could change your day, week, month, or year.
You raise them the best you can.
It's simply cool to care. Stay safe, stay kind, stay hydrated. Cody Golden Drew coming up next from 10 to 2.
What the hell was that?
I got banged.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.